This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending the 9th of February, 2018. Doing this a day early, I will be at the Money Show in Orlando, Florida. I'll be speaking in the commodities sector, and of course, I'll be talking about this disruptive change that will be taking place in the mining sector. The title is, Did the Morgan Report Discover a Game Changer in the Mining Industry? So hard to know which way to go this week with so much going on in the news, in the financial markets. Stock market sold off, bounced, and is selling off as I'm doing this update. And, of course, the lawmakers push for a budget vote to avert a government shutdown. This is kind of overlooked news, but what it means is print, print, print. We'll worry about addressing it later. We'll push off when we have to address it further out into time, and let's not worry about it. Let's just keep this thing rolling. And, again, featuring Wolf Richter, he does some great work, as I say, every other week or so. What is the chance of iconic GE going bankrupt, General Electric? There used to be a saying, as have you heard me have say, about as goes General Motors, so goes America. Well, you might substitute GE or General Electric. Basically, they have become a finance house, make more money like most of the automobile industry on their financing product rather than their actual product, which is very interesting when you consider that maybe 40% of the economy is basically financial in nature, which means pushing paper back and forth between parties to establish some kind of a fee or interest rate, but does nothing to really substantially improve the economic physical economy in any way, shape, or form. So anyway, this is talking about Toshiba's owned Westinghouse already fired a Chapter 11 bankruptcy. You can read the article, but it is something to contemplate. A lot of this stalwarts that we might consider blue chips in the past that have really hit hard times and are considering to degrade. Look at the amount of retail that has closed doors. You know, Sears, certainly not all of Sears, but some Sears stores, Radio Shack, Kaput, Toys R Us, so many come to mind. I can't name them all, but the idea being that the physical economy is deteriorating and continues to do so. And this is due to several factors, but it's not just the fact that Amazon is selling more than ever and people are shopping on the internet more than ever. Certainly that is an influence, but not the influence. The basic idea that is factually based is that there is a contraction in the economy. People that have money don't want to spend it. And a lot of people just don't have the money to go spend. And many others, yours truly included, is like, I don't want or need anything else. I mean, it's like, what else am I going to buy? I have enough stuff. In fact, I probably have too much stuff. And no one really addresses that, but I am today in this update. I think there's a lot of people out there that might have some savings or the wherewithal to purchase more, but it's like, I need a storage unit for my extra stuff. You know, it's too much stuff. Anyway, I just went through the mall recently in our hometown here, and it was just like a ghost town. So many of the vendors were basically closed windows with a for lease sign on them, and the ones that were open had basically no traffic whatsoever. So kind of sad in a way, but this is the reality that we're facing regardless of what the stock market's doing or what the talking heads on the mainstream financial channels are telling you. And on that theme about what's going on, Britain's Lloyds Bank, which is one of the oldest, has axed 930 jobs in their latest drive. A lot going on, not just this bank. I'm just picking this as one of many that are contracting. The economy is contracting in many ways. And you can look at it all kinds of ways. But one way is, you know, the amount of transportation, the Baltic Dry Index, the amount of retail stores that are closing, the amount of purchases that the average American makes, the velocity of money, and on it goes. And I'm not trying to scare anyone. All I'm trying to point out is that if you take a look behind the covers, and a lot of this comes from mainstream. I mean, I know who owns Reuters. Nonetheless, facts are what they are, and they have to report this factually. So this is something to be aware of. Back to Wolf Richter. I've already mentioned the bond market, the stock market, how volatile they are. I'm not going to go into depth on that, but I will mention cryptos because very interesting with the cryptos offing themselves along with this correction. So, you know, the latest cryptocurrencies plunged 50 to 80%. $372 billion gone in 1 month will hit the U.S. economy. This is not like the dot-com crash, though it's even more brutal. This is from, again, Wolf Richter. You can read the article. My take has been rather conservative on the cryptos. I'm not that favorable to them. I'm favorable to the blockchain, but I'm not that favorable to some of these cryptos. And I'm free market. If you want them, you like them, you love them, you buy them, you profit it, good for you. Doesn't mean I have to, and I have no right to tell you what you should or should not do. Regardless, they are correcting along with the markets. I know Bitcoin hit about 6,000. I think it's up to about 8,300 as I'm doing this video. Continuing on the crypto theme, and this is something I wrote about in my Two Bits About Bitcoin, my only public domain article about Bitcoin, was that if this thing gets too powerful, watch what the governments do. This is from the South China Morning Post. We've already had some issues with the reporting, so bear that in mind. Nonetheless, according to this article, China has stamped out cryptocurrency trading completely with a ban on foreign platforms. Goes on to say, to prevent financial risk, China will step up measures to remove any onshore or offshore platform related to virtual currency trading or ICOs, said an article published on Sunday night by Financial News, a publication affiliated with the People's Bank of China. I'm not going to go further than that. I said before, and I'll repeat, that we have had some issues with South China Morning Post being accurate. Nonetheless, this is what they're saying at this time. And this is from CNBC, the stock market down $1 trillion, and this is about a 6.2%. Really, as I'm doing this video, we're down about 10%, which is considered a correction, and a substantial correction is around 20%. And I'm thinking that that's probably what we're going to see. I'm not saying this day after tomorrow, but I think we'll see that. And those that pay attention to my work that are paid members know that I stated some time ago that I thought that the first quarter of 2018 would see a correction, which means 10%. So I'm right. I'm not always, but I'm right on this one. I think there's more to the downside than the upside. All these markets are playing off of each other, and they move pretty much together when there's panic selling. Gold is held fairly well. Silver is off. Platinum is now at par with palladium, and palladium has topped. So just that's my take on the metals. I'll talk a little bit more about the metals here in a moment. Slightly off topic, but something I've jumped up and down about for some time now, and that's the security issues revolving around everything electronic, especially with in cyberspace, the cryptocurrencies, the blockchains, all this stuff. And I know that I'm not really studied on it. What I've studied is what the CEOs of these very powerful high-tech firms have said about security. This is from Motherboard, not like the most well-known article writer, but it says T-Mobile is sending mass text warnings of industry-wide phone hijacking scam, where people or the cyber criminals are increasingly targeting people's phone numbers, hijacking, and then using them to access people's bank account or social media accounts. This security thing is a problem and continues to be so. In fact, that is an investing opportunity because there are firms that are working very diligently to overcome some of these areas that are vulnerable. I'll leave it at that. Just want to bring it to your attention. And I'll move on. So I'll give you a brief look at what I'm going to talk about at the Money Show in Orlando, Florida. It's about something that if you paid attention to this channel, you have already heard about. So I'll just try to be brief, but it's what we discovered, and it's really quite interesting. If you look at the speculative or the discovery cycle in the mining industry, what you'll find is on a speculative investment, it just skyrockets very high. Then what you really want to do is you want to catch as much of that move as you possibly can. You want to get in near the bottom and get out near the top. And once this discovery turns out to be real, then it follows this path here. If it doesn't, this red line you can't see very well, it just basically goes down to zero. The one we have is a technology company, as you've heard me talk about, and it's very interesting. Chemically based, you add water, and it's basically inert. The upside is phenomenal because every 60 seconds, there's 38 tons of electronic waste generated, and electronic waste is the fastest growing portion of the municipal waste stream. And what's interesting about this is that this company that I'm talking about has, let's say, a parent that is looking, or a larger corporation or conglomerate, actually, that's looking at this technology and testing it. And they may be in the driver's seat over time once this is proven and more plants are built. But they also have an access to a great deal of electronic waste because of what their position is is in the industry currently, which means that the small company that I'm talking about will have basically, for all practical purposes, at least for a while, unlimited feed, which is part of the problem is how do you get that 38 tons of e-waste that's generated every minute? And the answer is it's not as easily done as you might think. Whereas with this conglomerate that's already in that industry in a very big way, they'll have access to it. Just a real quick look at the difference between mining and e-waste recycling. You can see that mining is about a $400 billion market and e-waste is a $4 billion market. So there is exponential growth in the e-waste side, and large existing manufacturers and recyclers are seeking alternatives to cyanide to process electronic waste. And of course, that's what this company offers. Here's where it gets interesting. If you look at the far right here, you'll see that your high-grade gold mine's making about $400 a ton. If you are using electronic waste on the PC board, you're making about $6,200 a ton. If you're looking at RAM modules, you're looking at about $9,400 a ton. If you're looking at cell phones, $16,000. If you're looking at high-grade CPUs, $65,000. And believe it or not, if you're looking at random access memory fingers, you're looking at $96,000 per ton. Compare, let's just go to the PC boards. You're looking at about 12 times as much value in those electronic waste PC boards than you're looking at in a pretty high-grade gold mine. So this is the opportunity that very few are aware of, very few know how to take advantage of it. I am covering this and have been for quite some time, and there are other people out there, and of course it's being talked about. And at some point in time, one of the larger publishing houses, we'll call them, will certainly come up with the idea that they discovered this and blah, 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 and you'll see it all over the place. But if you want to get in relatively early, now is the time to consider what we offer at the Morgan Report. And this is one of my favorite slides, and this is not an exaggeration. You're looking basically at the results. You're looking at what you would get from kind of a low-grade gold mine. This is not the $400 per ton. This is more like $100 per ton, $120, versus what you get from the e-waste, and it's showing cell phones over there on the left-hand side. And that's pretty accurate. It's a comparison. So what kind of a gold mine would you rather invest in, especially one that nobody knows about, and it's really undervalued and has a lot of growth potential? Highly speculative, high-risk, high-reward situation. I wouldn't put my life savings into it, but boy, you can put a fairly small amount to make a rather large score, and I believe this thing is going to be viable for a couple of years before it's probably going to be bought out by the larger conglomerate. So I'm going to end it there with this week's weekly update. If you happen to be at the Money Show in Orlando, Florida, I will be there Saturday and Sunday. If you see me, please drop by. If you come to my presentation, it's the last one of the day, so I will have some extra time after my exact speaking time, but not a lot. I do have a dinner meeting with somebody very dear to me, actually, after the event is closed out, but I will have a little bit of extra time if you want to hang out. Do not have a booth, but I am not that hard to find. And like I said, I'll be at the designated place and designated time. I'll also be floating around the area from about 3 o'clock on. I have a film with the Money Show people right at 3 o'clock to talk about the markets in general, bond markets, equity markets, precious metals markets, commodities versus stocks, etc. Looking forward to meeting any of you that stop by, and I will be with you next week.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.